If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us, listen to the Powers That Be, wherever you get your podcasts.
These Miami Marlins, I mean, you'd be remiss if you were doing a show in Miami and you didn't start. And again, I'm keeping an eye on LeBron. Adam Schefter had a thing today where he says, my gut's telling me Miami.
Yep.
And now, admittedly, Adam Schefter is an NFL insider, not an NBA insider. But as Omar Kelly pointed out on Twitter, like, these guys are tied in with agents and agencies. And very rarely would someone say something without maybe some modicum of knowledge. But again, let me hear it from Shams or Chris Haynes or, like, you know, Schefter may just be guessing, but he said Miami is the destination that he's feeling.
Schefter has broken NBA news before.
He has.
Like, just randomly, he'll break news for ESPN.
Yep.
I don't think he'd have this over Shams.
No.
But, who else should we be hearing from on this? Who else in the sporting news-breaking world would you like to hear from on this?
I mean, we talked about it yesterday. I think the decision has been made for a while now, and I think that there is a rhyme and reason as to when and why they're going to announce it whenever they do. Miami is certainly in the running. You've never heard anyone say absolutely not, and that would be easy to do. My gut still tells me Cleveland, but I would not be that surprised if he's like, yeah, I loved Miami. I think they still have a house down here, don't they? Don't have a house,
property,
they're down here all the time.
Yeah.
And this is all about happiness. And then I saw today that LeBron, wherever he goes, he does not want to be the centerpiece. It's one of the reasons that he's talking about taking minimum money is because he does not want to be the centerpiece. Well, if you play with Giannis, you're not the centerpiece. Giannis and Bam. Now, Donovan Mitchell, of course, you could make that case, but, I mean, Harden? Like, I feel like you're still a centerpiece there.
They'd have to trade Harden. That'd be my guess. They'd have to move Harden.
I guess.
Hawk, from the very beginning, when he announces he's leaving the Lakers, I felt like it was Cleveland or Miami. Those were the only two. Golden State would be fun. I just don't think LeBron would stay in the Western Conference, because to me, this for him is the last opportunity to go win.
The easiest path is in the East. There's no question about it. You don't have to go up against Jokic all season long. You don't have to go up against Wemby all season long. Like, there's no question.
Come to the East, and the only two legitimate suitors would be Cleveland, obviously.
You could throw Philly in there, too.
I think Philly's interesting, but he's going to go to another team.
That's the weird part.
Another team. It just never made sense to me. I could be wrong. He could be signing the contract with Philadelphia right now. I don't know, but it never made sense to me. Philly, Boston was bandied about a little bit. It was Cleveland or Miami. And I, gut feeling, in my heart of hearts, believe LeBron James still wants to win another championship or multiple championships and play for championships. And to me, that's why Miami, after getting Giannis Antetokounmpo, is just so much more enticing than going to Cleveland.
And by the way, the brain trust that was here when he was here for the four seasons, still here. And his easiest path to the finals four times in a row was in Miami. Period, end of story. Did it four times in a row. So it's certainly a possibility. And I do believe that there could be a farewell tour, a double bookend to his career. One final season in Miami, followed by a final season in Cleveland. I don't put that past him, because I think that might be a proper way to end his storied career.
Why cap LeBron at this point? People have been trying to cap his career, end his career for years. Why are we capping LeBron at one more season? That's what
Well, that's the thing. Why couldn't it be two more seasons?
Three.
Could be as many as he wants.
Honestly, yep. I mean, this is a dude that has done nothing but be excellent at basketball.
Yep.
And at 41 years old, continues to be excellent at basketball. And now he has the opportunity to end his career how he wants. Yeah, Cleveland would be great from the storybook ending standpoint, for sure. Like, nobody would deny that. It would be great to see LeBron hang it up in Cleveland, but why does he have to do that this year? I don't understand why everybody is just assuming, or a lot of people are assuming, that he's going to go back to Cleveland for 1 year and call it quits. He can go to Miami for a season or two, compete alongside Giannis Antetokounmpo, under the tutelage of Pat Riley and Eric Spoelstra, who have proven to him that they can improve his circumstances to win year after year, and then go hang it up in Cleveland for a season.
Easy.
What if the thing you're listening to right now never got interrupted? What if it could play uninterrupted from room to room on Sonos? What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? What if you really like how it feels and you become a Sonos person who can't stop saying to their friends, what if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? Because it's not magic, but it's not not magic.